We're delighted that you chose to be here today with us. May you find nourishment and inspiration for your journey. Welcome, everyone, as we celebrate our 10th annual Luminescence Service. In this holiday, we celebrate the light that shines within each of us. We honor the freedom our Unitarian Universalist faith provides for pursuing spirit with reason. We express our commitment to the principles that guide us to actions that transform the world. And we celebrate the freedom our faith provides towards seeking our own personal truths. Later in today's service, we will be lighting 5 ceremonial candles, each reminding us of a spiritual concept for ourselves and for the world. We believe it's important to celebrate that which makes our faith exceptional. We believe that having holidays such as this help to celebrate our own unique Unitarian Universalist identity.
Today, as every Sunday, we light the chalice, the symbol of our Unitarian Universalist faith. The flaming chalice reminds us of the values, principles, and ideals that make Unitarian Universalism our home. This week, the flame will also kindle the 5 candles of luminescence, each one in turn, each representing an affirmation of our faith. By the end of the service, the flame from this chalice will be shared among every person here today, reminding us to rejoice in the light which resides within each of us and within all that is.
Let's stand and sing the first of our many luminescent songs. This is A Day of Hope. The music's in your music handout.
Together we can learn to magnify. family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. I am light. I am light. Mistake that I made, or any of the things that caused me pain. I'm not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am light. Oh, I am light. Oh, the skin on the outside. I am not my age. I am not my race. My soul inside. Of it all, I am light.
Thank you.
We now begin the luminescent celebration by lighting the first of five candles. I'd like to invite Carmela Camp to introduce the theme of the first candle, the light within ourselves.
We light the first candle, which represents the light within ourselves. We kindle this candle from our common chalice. This first of the five candles represents the source of light, both the awesome light of the sun that powers all that we know on earth and the light that resides within ourselves. The light within gives us spirit. It touches others. It shows in our creativity and love that radiates from our family and from within our congregation. It is the spirit of life, the essence behind all things. Together, we now offer the prayer found in your order of service. Please join with me. In this season and in all to come, may I honor the source of light which resides within me and within all that is.
Please enjoy this special original song that Scott Roy, our congregation's own music director, wrote specifically for this holiday. It's called, coincidentally enough, Luminescence. You have the sheet music, so you're encouraged to join in. I'd like to invite Kate Honeyman to read the theme of the second candle.
We light the second candle, which is for the light within all. It is a recognition and appreciation of diversity. We symbolically light the second candle from the first. When light shines through a prism, it reveals all the individual colors that make up the entirety of light. This candle represents the diversity sometimes seen, sometimes not, in all that we experience. We affirm that it is precisely this diversity which gives strength to the totality, to the single integrated community of all life. Together, we now offer the prayer for recognition found in your order of service. In this season and in all to come, may I discern and celebrate the nuances of color, shape, and perspective that comprise the light which resides within me and within all that is.
Thank you so much. We have so many talented people in this congregation. The following song, Cherish the Flame, was written by our own Trish Lester, who was unable to be here today, but the choir will sing it. Again, you have the sheet music, so let's sing it together. Eric Klatt will now read the theme of the third candle.
We light the third candle, which is for reflection. The third candle represents light's reflection as from a mirror. We look into the mirror and see ourselves revealed. We're reminded to take inventory of ourselves, to shine light on who we are and who we'd like to be. We take joy in all we have accomplished. We put our disappointments and mistakes behind us. We look at our spiritual growth. We remind ourselves to periodically cast our gaze on the important things that we are sometimes too busy to look at. The candle calls us to deeply reflect on our very being. Moving outward, this candle reminds us of our ongoing need to explore and study and try our best to understand the nature of the world and our place in it. Together, we now offer the prayer for reflection found in the order of service. Please join me. In this season and in all to come, may I reflect deeply upon all that is, growing an understanding of the light, which resides within me and within all that is.
We were extremely honored this year when the Reverend Mark Bellatini sent us a set of poems that he wrote specifically for the luminescence holiday, one for each candle lighting. To tell you something about him, Reverend Bellatini is a minister at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Columbus, Ohio. He served as chair of the commission that produced our Singing the Living Tradition hymnal book. He visited our congregation a couple of years ago at the invitation of Reverend Peter. We didn't have time in today's service to read all of them, but I've printed them out for you, and you have a set of his readings. I'll read one of them for you now. Light before us, sign the light beside us. Those strangers we have not met, but only seen from the corner of our heart, let the possibilities for refreshment and surprise they represent open any closed-off wall we have built. And bid the fears that bind us back to remove themselves. Illumine, O living sign before us, the pathway to vulnerability, that we may know that we are not yet complete, that we may know the path does not end because it curves. Thanks to Reverend Bellatini for submitting such wonderful poems for our celebration. I now invite up one of our newest members, Steve Tannehill, to tell us about the fourth candle.
We light the fourth candle, which is for refocus. This fourth candle represents light being focused as through a lens. The focusing of light represents our ability to transform things, to bend the arc of the light towards the direction of justice. Through our refocusing of our light, we work toward creating transformation at all levels. We can change ourselves for the better. We can improve the lives of others. We can make the world a better place. So the fourth candle reminds us that through refocusing our light, we can uplift ourselves, enhance our communities, and transform the world. Together, we now offer the prayer for refocus found in your order of service. In this season and in all to come, may I be moved to redirect that which is, through conscious refocusing of the light which resides within me and within all that is.
Thank you, Steve. Our fifth and final candle reading is by Lindy Schaefer.
We light the fifth candle, which is for recommitment. The fifth candle signifies the recommitment that leads to renewal. We've honored the light in ourselves as well as the light in others. We understand the need to look within us as well as refocus on transforming the world. Now the fifth candle symbolizes our recommitment to achieving the results that embody our ideals. In this rededication, we create what we want to become and what we want our world to become. We strive to attain our ideals. We know that our efforts are supported on the shoulders of those who have come before us, and we hope that it will be supported by those who will come after. This candle is the high standard we set. It is the legacy that outlasts us. Together, now we offer a prayer for renewal found in your order of service. In this season and in all to come, may I ever be faithful to the highest good that may be, in honor of the source of light which resides in me within all that it is.
Thank you, Lindy. Glenda Nowakowski has written a poem for today's holiday celebration.
The Path. Alone I trudged through the darkness, hope dwindling by the hour. A glimmer in the sky calls to me. It's too dim to be the moon. A star? Stars travel in constellations. Where are its brothers and sisters? Where are mine? Recognition. I follow the flickering beacon. As the darkness lifts, I notice I am a part of a crowd of travelers, all with their own needs and desires. Are we all headed to the same destination? A friendly voice calls, "We're taking a break. Care to join us?" Reflection. We sit by the side of a pond. I look into the water. The face that stares back cannot possibly be mine. Haggard and careworn, so little to show for it. I can't believe I've strayed so far from the path I thought was mine. No more self-pity. Time to move on. Refocus. We laugh and share stories, bathed in the soft glowing light of dawn. The ghosts that haunted us in the dark show themselves to be but shadows. Faces once lined with worry and care shine again with anticipation of the better days to come. Renewal. We have arrived. Kindred spirits welcome us with embraces and smiles. The beacon shines bright as day, illuminating the new world we seek. Our efforts may not bear fruit until after we're gone, but that's all right. There are more on the way, and we'll greet them with love.
The many paths. The candles we've lit today represent concepts that we Unitarian Universalists hold dear. They express the pathways we may follow toward our own spiritual fulfillment. They symbolize the goodness we want to encompass within ourselves, the decency which we want to promote within our communities and the world, and what we want to pass along to future generations. They consecrate the key components of our identity. All of us encompass each of these spiritual concepts in our lives to some degree. But interestingly, they occur often in different balances. We appreciate and celebrate that as individuals, each of us tend to focus our attention and interests on that which speaks most deeply to our hearts. There are those who are oriented toward the nature of the divine, of looking at the flame through prayer and meditation. There are those who focus more on knowledge and understanding of scientific and scholarly pursuits. There are those, more of us than ever, who are called to turn our principles into social action, making our world a better place through individual action and or through collective social movements. We honor all of these lights, as we do for all callings. In the radiant light, let us honor the paths that lead to higher ideals. Let today remind us to let our character illuminate those around us. May each individual candle and the totality remind us of the light that is inside each of us, of the need to appreciate the diversity of life, of the importance of reflection, and of our desire to live with intention by focusing our light with mindfulness and purpose. We will now hand out candles so that each of us will be able to hold luminescence light in our own hands. For practical reasons, these are flameless candles we'll be handing out. Please do not light your candles when you receive them. And as the volunteers hand out candles, could I ask some of you who came up to light, do candle readings, to come up and to ceremonially illuminate your candle from the candelabra. again go among the attendees here and light someone else's candle for them to turn theirs on as we pass the light from person to person. As we light everyone's candles, remember that we celebrate the principles of Unitarian Universalism during each of our Sunday services, in our religious education classes, in prayer, while reading books and sharing ideas, in caring for those in need, through volunteer work, in social and environmental action work, and in all the wondrous activities we do as Unitarian Universalists, big and small. Let us entrust ourselves to our faith. Let us take this opportunity to appreciate the radiance of the extraordinary principles, values, and actions that illuminate our lives. Bob Mattino will now come up to read our concluding prayer.
Within each life pulses the light of love, of wisdom and truth, radiating these qualities into the world. Sharing this light with one another, we illuminate the gifts of life. We reveal those places in our hearts and in the world yet obscured by shadows of fear, of wounds unhealed, and futures undreamed. Sharing this light with one another, we reveal strength and vulnerability, joy and sorrow, the need to give and the need to receive. May it be tended well, nurtured and fed. May it inspire hope, courage, and compassion as we journey together the blessed path of our seasons. May the light of these candles remind us that even though we may be diverse in our beliefs, we share a common light, we share common goals, and we share common community. In this season and in all to come, may we rejoice in the light which resides within each of us and within all that is.
Please stand as you are willing or able. Scott Roy wrote a song for us to sing for our sharing the light. It's called When Our Spirits Unite, Our Light Shines Bright. The choir will sing one verse, and then Scott will call out the words for singing it through again.
I speak. Every step I take.
May love and wisdom be in your mind. May love and courage be in your heart. May love and strength be in your hands. May Spirit walk with you and through you today and all your days. May the light of all of these flames that illuminated this hour continue to shine in our hearts and minds. Please say our closing statement along with me. Go in peace, walk in love, and be a light unto the world.